She also talked about, and she used a sort of race car analogy to try to compare different kinds of chemotherapy, particularly in node-positive patients, and kind of you could see her bias or her belief that dose dense was a superior strategy. What were your thoughts about that?
Well, it's really hard to know where all the different chemotherapy regimens fit right now. We know that AC Taxol is better than AC. We know that dose dense AC Taxol is somewhat better than AC Taxol. In Canada, we've done the CMF-CEF thing, and we know CEF is better than CMF. We don't know exactly how it compares to AC Taxol or dose dense AC Taxol. And then there's a whole lot of newer taxane incorporating regimens, including TAC and three courses of CEF or FEC followed by taxane and so on. And I don't think anybody knows quite how they fit in. I think we all have the feeling that the higher dose, longer anthracycline containing regimens are better than, say, AC. I think that's relatively clear. The only direct testing of that, the NSAPP are doing some direct testing of FEC 100 and AC now, and I think that'll be very interesting. And now, do we need to add in additional taxane, or is a longer, stronger anthracycline-containing regimen good enough? Does the taxane have to be up front? Where does it fit? I think it's very hard to sort that all out right now.
When you see a younger patient with multiple positive nodes where, let's say, reimbursement or cost is not the primary issue, what tends to be your recommended therapy?
Well, we use a lot of CEF in Canada in part because we're used to it and we're not convinced that there's necessarily anything better. We're also using a fair bit of dose-dense AC Taxol, and again, there's maybe funding issues around the GCSF. But that aside, I would see those regimens as being options for that sort of patient.
What about the patient with node-negative disease that you want to use chemotherapy? What regimens do you tend to utilize?
Well, I think, first of all, the node-negative people can be pretty high risk or pretty low risk. And if they're quite low risk and very endocrine responsive, I might use only hormonal therapy. If they're intermediate risk and endocrine responsive, depending on the level of risk, I might or might not add chemotherapy. And we tend to use things like AC or CMF. AC has kind of gotten to be the default for us because it's shorter, it's over more quickly. But probably, you know, I think everybody's drifted away from using CMF, and yet it's a regimen that has no leukemia associated with it, no heart failure associated with it, and it's just as good as AC. So I think it's a good option.